Good morning and welcome to this service honoring Good Friday. Today's service will proceed unannounced and with little commentary. 6 tenebrae candles will be extinguished during the liturgy, each accompanied by a silence for reflection on the light God gives and our lament for its loss. This is a time to recall not only Jesus, but all human life we have loved, and to lament all unjust loss. You are invited to participate throughout this service, the bolded lines in our prayers and in our readings are your lines. Let us join in our call to worship. We come to worship in the gathering shadows of Jesus' suffering and death. We gather to call ourselves to take account.
Let us pray. God of passionate and vulnerable love, whose body broken on the cross rebukes us still, save us, hold us, and forgive us. That you, as victor and victim, might lead us from death to life through Jesus the crucified. Amen.
And we hold in prayer this morning before this next song, Rod Campbell, a member of our choir for many decades. His wife passed away very suddenly this week. He was meant to sing this solo this morning, and we are so grateful to soloist Ben Loist for taking his place. A reading from John chapter 18, in the Garden of Gethsemane. After Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley to a place where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, because Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas brought a detachment of soldiers together with the police from the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that was to happen to him, came forward and asked them,
"Whom are you looking for?"
They answered,
"Jesus of Nazareth."
Jesus replied,
"I am he."
Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When Jesus said to them, "I am he," they stepped back and fell to the ground. Again, he asked them,
"Whom are you looking for?"
And they said,
"Jesus of Nazareth."
Jesus answered,
"I told you that I am he. So if you are looking for me, let these men go."
This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken, "I did not lose a single one of those whom you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it, struck the high priest's slave, and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. Jesus said to Peter,
"Put your sword back into its sheath. Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me?"
So the soldiers, their officer, and the temple police arrested Jesus and bound him.
Thank you.
A reading from John chapter 18, Peter's denials. Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter was standing outside at the gate. So the other disciple who was known to the high priest went out, spoke to the woman who guarded the gate, and brought Peter in. The woman said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said,
"I am not."
Now the slaves and the police had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing round it and warming themselves. Peter also was standing with them and warming himself. They asked him, "You are not also one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said,
"I am not."
One of the slaves of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Again, Peter denied it. And at that moment, the cock crowed.
Oh.
A reading from John chapter 18, Jesus before Pilate. Then they took Jesus from Caiaphas to Pilate's headquarters. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him,
"Are you the King of the Jews?"
Jesus answered,
"Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?"
Pilate replied,
"I am not one of your people, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?"
Jesus answered,
"My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom belonged to this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the temple authorities. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here."
Pilate asked him,
"So you are a king?"
Jesus answered,
"You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice."
Pilate asked him,
"What is truth?"
After he had said this, he went out to the temple authorities and told them,
"I find no case against him, but you have a custom that I release someone for you at the Passover. Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews?"
They shouted in reply,
Not this man, but Barabbas."
Now Barabbas was a rebel.
Thank you.
A reading from John chapter 19. Jesus is sentenced to death. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged, and the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they dressed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him, saying,
"Hail, King of the Jews."
Pilate went out again and said to them,
"Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no case against him."
So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them,
"Here is the man."
When the chief priests and the police saw him, they shouted,
"Crucify him! Crucify him!"
Pilate said to them,
"Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no case against him."
The chief priests answered him,
"We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die, because he has claimed to be the Son of God."
Now when Pilate heard this, he was more afraid than ever. He entered his headquarters again and asked Jesus,
"Where are you from?"
But Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate therefore said to him,
"Do you refuse to speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you and power to crucify you?"
Jesus answered him,
"You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin."
From then on, Pilate tried to release him, but the chief priests cried out,
"If you release this man, you are no friend of the emperor. Everyone who claims to be a king sets himself against the emperor."
When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus outside and sat on the judge's bench at a place called the Stone Pavement, or in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now, it was the day of preparation for the Passover, and it was about noon. He said to the people,
"Here is your king."
They cried out,
"Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!"
Pilate asked them,
"Shall I crucify your king?"
The people answered,
"We have no king but the emperor."
Then they handed him over to them to be crucified.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of power and love, strength of the weary, hope of the despairing, hear the cries of your suffering children and give us the courage to be agents of your love for all. We pray for all in positions of power, in government and business, that God may guide their hearts and minds so that all may live in peace and justice. God of power and love, defender of the poor and the oppressed, call to account the rulers of this world so that people everywhere may enjoy your justice, your peace, your freedom, and a fair share of the goodness of creation. We pray for all who are sick or dying, all who are homeless or in prison, and for all who suffer from hunger or violence. God of power and love, you have shown your compassion in Jesus Christ. Guide the work of all churches. Help us to be responsible, accountable, just, and to persevere in faith. Strengthen and sustain us all. We pray in the name of Christ, our Savior, who taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from John chapter 19, the death of Jesus. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put it on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the people read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priests said to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but this man said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered,
"What I have written."
When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see who will get it." This was to fulfill what the scripture says, "They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots." Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother,
"Woman, here is your son."
Then he said to the disciple,
"Here is your mother."
And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture,
"I am thirsty."
And a jar of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said,
"It is finished."
Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Thank you.
because his witness to love was threatening. Those exercising power sought to silence Jesus. He suffered abandonment and betrayal, state-sanctioned torture and execution. He was crucified. By becoming flesh in Jesus, God makes all things new. In Jesus' crucifixion, God bears the sin, grief, and suffering of the world.